Recently, I took part in a Facebook discussion about some of the commercials that would bring back memories for us here in Kansas City. I came up with a couple of them. There might have been others along the way too. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought it'd be kind of fun to take a look back at some of the vintage commercials here in Kansas City. Going to start off with the story of an old favorite place of mine when I was a kid. And I think I touched on this in the early stages of this podcast. But this one will be the official story of Smack's Hamburgers in Kansas City. Over the course of the rest of this show, you'll hear some of the other vintage commercials. Two of which I think are going to sound very familiar, perhaps a third will too. We'll see what happens as we go. Kansas City's best commercials here on this edition of the New Directions podcast, and we'll get started with those on the other side of this break. After 4 years, I have a new book, and I want to tell you about it. My name is Terry Runyon. I'm from the New Directions podcast, and I want to tell you about Life Lessons Learned. It is my biggest book, page-wise, that I have ever put together, 98 pages. And these pages contain 20 sermons, some that I have preached in Shawnee, some I preached in Gladstone, some are going to be yet to come. But there are a list of very inspirational pieces that I hope will be inspiration to you. It took a long time to put this together and a lot of persuasion, but it was a very, I would say, worthwhile project. So when you have a moment, I invite you to pick this up. It's available on Amazon.com. The book is called Life Lessons Learned, and maybe there'll be some things that could teach us a lot of things, most especially friendship, a lot of love, and maybe a chance to bring the world back to the way God wants it. The book is called Life Lessons Learned. It's available at the bookstore right now at Amazon.com. The two most common fast foods, I believe, then as well as now, were hamburgers and pizza. I've come across a list, actually a story and a few lists, of one particular hamburger chain and one particular pizza chain. The hamburger chain, unfortunately, doesn't exist anymore. The pizza chain does, but on the West Coast. So I thought maybe we'd go back into the Wayback Machine a little bit more, learn a little bit more, refresh our memories perhaps, on Smack's to start with. We'll do Shakey's after that. I'll set them both up for you. First of all, here's Smack's.
Opened in 1956 at 5420 Johnson Drive in Mission, Kansas. Customers flocked to Smack's cheap burgers, thick shakes, and hand-dipped onion rings. Wayne Jones, who purchased Allen's in 1944 on 63rd and Paseo, founded Smack's. In 1960, McDonald's allegedly offered Jones to take over all the Missouri territory, but he declined.
A little bit of foreshadowing there, too. At the peak, there were over a dozen Allens and two dozen Smacks across Kansas and Missouri.
At the peak, there were over a dozen Allens and two dozen Smacks across Kansas and Missouri, creating a regional burger kingdom. The end of Smacks coincided with the release of the Happy Meal in Kansas City in 1977. In 1983, Smacks filed for bankruptcy. interest rates got high, and it was difficult to compete with the national chains.
The local chains do not seem to last very long, and unfortunately, such was the case here. But I want to play for you a series of commercials about a chain that maybe it didn't last here in Kansas City, but it's still going strong in another part of the country. Let's start off with the man you may remember as the manager of WKRP in Cincinnati. You were just a second here. A few seconds. This was an original ad for Shakey's Pizza. They did both for a very long time here in Kansas City. I'm going to go back and play it one more, and then they have a story about them that I wanted to share with you as well. This commercial dates back to 1974. Give it a moment to come up here. Just a second. We got a commercial. We got 3, 2, 1, and there we go.
Sports fans, you're something else at Shakey's.
Bowl, play basketball, softball, or tennis, stop by Shakey's after the game. In fact, bring the whole team because you're all something else at Shakey's.
Shakey's Pizza was a sign of the times, and it still is out on the coast. I'm going to play one more. Actually, no, I'm not. What I am going... Yes, I will play. This is an original TV ad for him, dating back to 1977, and then we'll tell you the story about, from the life in America, about the pizza place as well. Just a second. That was something that I did not know. I did not know that Shakey's were the folks that brought thick crust to this area. I'm going to give you a story about life in America, and then we'll leave Shakey's and do... And that may be the end of the segment when we do. I'm going to give you a little tour of life in America, courtesy of Shakey's Pizza Parlor.
April 1954, Sherwood Shaky Johnson and his partner Ed Plummer opened a new pizza restaurant in Sacramento, California, and named it Shaky's Pizza Parlor in Ye Public House. The restaurant was named after Johnson himself. His Shaky nickname came from nerve damage following a bout with malaria. Johnson was a huge jazz enthusiast, and he filled his pizza parlor with music. Live banjo and piano music played as diners enjoyed their pizza. The original location was so popular that a second location was opened in Portland, Oregon in 1956. The chain continued to grow, and by the end of the 1960s, there were nearly 300 locations. Shaky's became well known for its original thin crust pizza, but it also served crispy fried chicken, mojo potatoes, and popular beers from the tap. Shaky Johnson is actually honored at the American Banjo Museum in Oklahoma City for his longtime support and use of banjo music at his pizza parlors. There is a replica of the interior of the original Shaky's there. The interior of the restaurants, with picnic tables end on end, were perfect spots for sports teams to gather after games. The kids could eat pizza and play games while the parents drank beer and socialized.
Can't go.
In 1967, Shaky Johnson sold his half of the company to the Colorado Milling and Elevator Company. His partner, Ed Plummer, also sold out to them the following year. Thank you. chain was bought and sold numerous times during the late 70s and 80s. As this went on, the number of locations dwindled. In 1989, the company landed with NO Pacific Holdings, and the stores continued their drop-off through the 1990s. In 2004, the pizza parlor was sold to Jack Mar Companies, which owned 19 franchises in California. Today, there are less than 50 locations left, and most are in California, except for the two locations in Washington State. The new Shakey's pays tribute to the past with nostalgic graphics and wall art while offering state-of-the-art digital menus, game rooms, and flat-screen TVs.
They've updated it quite a bit, apparently. On the other side of this break, we'll take a look at a few more vintage commercials. We'll start with Empire Today, and we'll go with a couple of them that I know a lot of us remember very, very well. They brought them up, I think, in our Facebook conversation as well. More vintage Kansas City commercials right after this.
Golden. If you ever wondered what was behind the beard, now you can find out, as I tell all in my new autobiography. I grew up in the cotton fields of South Alabama, but I dreamed of being at the top of the gospel music charts, and those dreams came true. Then I dreamed that the Oak Ridge Boys could make it in country music, and we did. My 50 years with the Oaks have been quite a ride. And it's all in my book. You can get your deluxe hardcover copy on Amazon or at WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com. And at WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com, you can also get an autographed copy. I'd love to sign one just for you. And I hope you enjoy reading about my life as much as I've enjoyed living it.
Oftentimes, when you think of places that are very popular here locally, you think of various places that have evolved with their commercial approach. A case in point would be something I learned about Empire Today. Empire Today, I thought, was arranged here in Kansas City. It was not. It started in Chicago and then came here. But there are some end tags for their commercials that have evolved since 1979. And I'd like to take a moment to have you listen to some of those. Let me get them up right quick. Just a second here. Here we go.
Watch what proteins.
Hold on just a second. And now back at it.
coming down, do you do?
588-2300-4.
Chicago, as I was saying, 312-588-2300.
Today. 2005. 2006.
Today. 2008. 2015 to today. They are still going strong at Empire today. Now for the commercials I really wanted us to hear the most. These are some vintage commercials from here in Kansas City, and we'll close this segment with a few of those right now.
Does your home need a little repair?
For better living now and better values later. So Standard Improvement Company at Westport 1-7100.
And I learned that Standard Improvement Company, with their number Westport 1, of course, was from Westport. I did not realize that. They have a literal number in Westport. I'm just like, okay, that makes sense. Westport 17100. I want to go over to another commercial. This was more of a classic than any of the ones, perhaps, that I had ever seen. Just a second here. Not quite yet. We'll go past something else here right quick. Just a sec.
KMBC TV. I knew to succeed, I had to provide a quality product at a fair price. Midwestern Builders for quality and value.
Call 3-2-1-2-2-7-7.
Anytime, night or day. Chevy's all-new Malibu has all kinds of good news for here and now. Good news about fuel economy. 29 miles per gallon here on the highway. 21 here in the city. It's here and now. There's also good news about room here on the inside. Here in the trunk. It's here and now. The all-new Malibu. It's here at your Chevy dealers now.
Marge Lauren is the only eyewitness in the state's case against.
I'm Tom T. Hall, here to tell you about Bonanza Specials available on 1978 Chevy Fleetside Pickups. With this option package, Bonanza Pickups are priced $350 less than if you ordered everything separately. It includes air conditioning, gauges, automatic transmission, power steering, comfort tilt wheel, special trim, and more. So get all the Bonanza facts now at participating Chevy dealers.
That's a lot of different. Some commercials here in the Midwest, some nationwide. They have endured through the years, and there'll be some ones that stick out in our memories the most. To close out this section of this segment, rather, of the podcast, 15 more seconds of the one that stands out greater than any other in my view. Just a moment here. Give it a moment to come up. Have another 15 seconds to get past. Just a
NFL
second
fans,
here.
Gear up for the upcoming season with our lowest price of the year. Save $215 when you bundle NFL Sunday ticket with you.
I heard it on radio and TV.
When I started, I knew
to succeed, I had to provide a quality product at a fair price.
Midwestern Builders, for quality and value.
Call 321-2277, anytime, night or day.
We'll be back on the other side of this break. When you look for places to eat, specifically fast food, you find yourself trying to decide between, for instance, hamburgers, chicken sandwiches, steak sandwiches, subs, for kind of a sub actually, and a few other odds and ends in between. What if I told you that there was a place that you can get almost all of what I just mentioned? Well, guess what, my friends? There is a place. This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast, here to tell you about Texas Tom's. This place has everything and everything big. They have cheeseburgers. They have Italian sausage. They have steak sandwiches. They have chicken sandwiches. I think I might have even seen fish, but I don't know. They have a lot of different sides, such as okra, mushrooms, my personal favorite onion rings, that's just to name three. I had never eaten there before recently, and I'm coming on right now to recommend it highly. When you're in the neighborhood of a place like this, I hope that you're preparing to stop. Every possible thing that you could want is at Texas Tom's. The hamburgers, the chili dogs even. I forgot to mention the chili dogs. Chicken sandwiches, you name it. It's all there. And if you leave that place hungry, that is on you. Stop at Texas Tom's near you, and my friends, you will be very, very glad that you did. Next time on the podcast, it's going to be my annual birthday show. Going to combine that with, once again, a visit to the Parade of Hearts. There are some new places that are taking part in this year, one of which is where I work at Red X. We'll have you going to take a moment to listen to the folks that created the Hearts this year and kind of devote as much time as I can to this. I like what they have done with it, and I think it's been since 2021 since they have. It sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm going to spend a majority of that between Hearts and my very own birthday next time here on the podcast. The commercials have evolved. A lot of things have changed in the years, but the products really have not. They're still very valuable. There's still some things that we probably could use in our lives. It's just a matter of what you listen to. And it was kind of fun to play back some of those for this show. Hope you've enjoyed them as well. On that note, that's going to wind things up for this edition of the New Directions Podcast. Thank you for being with me as always. See you this week when the Hearts and my birthday will be discussed. Until then, speaking of birthdays, this is birthday list song number 2. To get us out of here, here's Brooks and Dunn. Song number 2.